God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Phyllis and I have heard this hundreds and hundreds of times. People go, man, your people, they're just wonderful. They're just amazing. How'd you get them to do this? I said, well, no, it's not me. It's not us. I said, this is their ministry. And they take their ministry seriously. See, millions just go, well, we help out at the church, you know, one Tuesday a month when we can. And to them, it's a side thing. Not even a significant part of their life to any degree. Something they do if they can, as they can. And everybody just fall over backwards if they show up and go, glory to God. This is wrong. I said, this is wrong. This is important. Jesus is the Lord over all the ministries and services in the body of Christ. His lordship is being exercised through the oversight of all the ministries. Think about who you're under. The head of the church. Say it out loud. I take my ministry seriously. I take my service to the Lord and to His people seriously. Nothing's more important to me. No natural job. No natural hobby. No natural thing. Nothing is more important to me than my ministry, my service. It's sad that millions and millions of Christians have no service to the Lord to speak of. None. They think just being a believer, if I believe in God, that's all there is to it. No. It's the beginning. I said, it's the beginning. You come down, you get saved, you get born again. You know you're not going to hell. You should also get filled with the Spirit. Right? You think, glory to God, I'm full of power. I can be a witness. Yeah. Now go to work. Get to work. Find the church. Find the ministry. Our ministries that you're supposed to be a part of. And get to work. Get to it. Get to it. Get to it. People get mad just hearing a preacher like me say that, don't they? We've gotten letters and ugly grams and go, well, I just want to come and sit. Leave me alone. Hey, this is between you and the Lord. But I'm telling you, how many that are involved in some kind of service and ministry to the Lord, you would say it is an enriching part of your life. It is, you wouldn't want to go back to being without it. And there are many different kinds of service and ministry, but the same Lord. And what else? Read the rest of it. And there are differences of operation, but it's the same God which works all in all. The way it all operates comes back to the wisdom and depth and power of God. The way He makes this whole thing work is just amazes you continually, doesn't it? He said, let's read about them. These are the things you're hungry for. Stand up with your Bible. I said, these things we're about to read, these manifestations and gifts of the Spirit, these are the things that you are hungry for. You're hungry for these. You want them more than any natural thing that you got on your vision list. You want these. You want to know about these. And you're not going to stop till you do. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to preachers and spiritual people. Other people just come sit on the seat. Who can expect to have a manifestation of the Spirit in their life? Who? Who? Every man, everybody, every child of God, every believer, everybody in the family of God should be expecting, should be yielding to, should be having manifestations of the Spirit. Everybody. Every man. Every man. To one, verse 8, is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Everybody say, word of wisdom.
Word.
Come on, say it like it's a wonderful thing.
Word
of wisdom. Is it a wonderful thing?
Yes.
Glory to God, word of wisdom. Word of wisdom. To another what?
Word
of knowledge. We said, what is it? We'll be talking about it. But you can believe right now it's wonderful. Can't you? If it's God, if it's a gift from God, and He says you ought to covet this earnestly, then that's enough said. That's enough said for you to go, I got to have me some word of knowledge. Got to get me some of that word of wisdom. Whatever it is, I want to. How many know you can trust God? You can trust God. He's not going to hurt you. He's not going to give you something bad. To another, verse 9, faith by the same Spirit. So he said, we all got faith. Well, then why would he say to another? Now, see, he's talking about something else. He's talking about a manifestation of faith beyond what another verse calls common faith. Boy, I get excited about this one just thinking about it. I mean, when this is in manifestation, you know ahead of time what God's going to do. And it's almost like you can't doubt it. It's like you dare somebody to doubt it. And you say it and it happens. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
That's hard for me to wait. About talking about it. Let me give you a real quick example of this. You've been standing. You've been believing God. You've been feeding your faith. Months have turned into years and you're just tired. You're just tired of the whole thing and you feel like you just can't go on. You feel like you just can't believe God. And all at once the Holy Ghost comes on you and stands you up and you feel about 15 feet tall on the inside and it comes up in you like a roaring lion and you go, such and such in Jesus' name, and it happens. These things happen. There's examples of them in the Bible happening. They happen. This is something beyond your faith that you walk in on a daily basis. I think it's amplified, calls it special faith, doesn't it? Special. Somebody say yes.
Yes.
And yes.
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 I'll take three. To another, what? The gifts of healings, and both of these are in the plural. I know it's not in the King James, but in the original it is. Gifts, plural, of healings, plural. It's God's will to heal all. And anybody can believe they received by faith, but this is something else. This is something beyond that. This is a gift. All of these are gifts. Gifts, sometimes that same word translated, free gift. You didn't work for it. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. You didn't merit it. God gave you something. And oh, it's precious. And it's beyond you. It's spiritual. To another, what? Verse 10. What? Working of miracles. Now, that sounds good, doesn't it? Somebody say working.
Working.
Working. Why would it be working? Because you're involved. There's something you do that God works with, and a miracle happens. What's a miracle? A miracle is something beyond the natural order of things, something beyond the laws of nature. A miracle. I've seen some of these things. Glory to God. I mean, you looked at it, and quicker than you could blink your eye, it was different. And you thought, huh? I know that was there. I know that was that way. And you almost have to say, well, were you imagining that? Miracles. Somebody say miracle.
Miracle.
Miracles. Do you believe in miracles?
Yes.
To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. Don't get spooky about that. All of these are good. It didn't say discerning of devils. What did it say? Spirits. God's a spirit. The Holy Spirit's a spirit. Jesus is a spirit. Angels are spirits. Demons are spirits. Humans are spirits. Discerning of spirits. What else? Divers are just kinds of tongues. Somebody said, well, it's, you know, some have the gift of tongues and some don't. No. All can speak with tongues. Every believer can and should. It's available. This is something else. This is different kinds. Why I need to say different kinds of tongues? If it was just tongues, just say tongues. To some tongues. No, to some what? Different kinds of tongues. You can be praying along in tongues. You can be speaking along in tongues. And the Holy Ghost can do something. And there's a different tongue. Different anointing. A different way. And what else? Interpretation of tongues. I'm so excited about this. There's folk right here. There's folk standing right here. You've never interpreted a tongue and you're about to. I just know it in my spirit. Soon, it won't be long. You'll be in your house praying right by yourself, and you'll be praying out some things in tongues, and then you'll interpret it. And it's going to help you out. And what else? All these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit dividing unto special ones. Huh? Preachers that are really tuned up. Who? Every man. See, he just got through saying that, didn't he? Didn't he just get through saying verse 7? Back up to verse 7. Back up to verse 7. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Verse 11. All these works that one in selfsame Spirit dividing to. How many know if the Bible says it one time, it's true? Why would he say it again? He wants it to have an impact on you. How many can expect these kind of things? How many can live in these kind of things? Operate in these kind of things? Every man, every individual, every person, every person. All these work that one in the self-same Spirit dividing to every man severally or individually. Not everybody's going to have the same thing, but everybody can expect something.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Gifts from God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1304A. That's R-1304A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.